Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and I want to take this time to address why the Holy Spirit is the director of yielding and flowing in your life. So you got it? The Holy Spirit is the director of yielding and flowing in your life. I just recently covered a directional aim entitled Yielding and Flowing, or Yield and Flow So You Can Go. And this is, I guess, the second part to that episode, because yes, you want to yield and flow to go where God wants you to be. But in order to go where God wants you to be, and in order for you to go where God wants you to go, you're not going to be, and I'm not going to be able to do that on my own, with my own understanding. I need the Holy Spirit, and we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. So the Holy Spirit, when we partner with the Holy Spirit, when we yield to the Holy Spirit, when we surrender to God's word, God's will, God's way, and the direction of the Holy Spirit, then we're able to go where God has purposed for us to go, to accomplish everything God has prepared for us to accomplish in this earth's realm. You know, in order to bring glory to Him as He manifests in us, to us, through us, and for us. Okay? So I wanted to make sure to share this with you, because we don't have the knowledge to go where God wants us to go on our own. We have to have the Holy Spirit, and we have to partner with the Holy Spirit to do things God's way. Because remember, we have our way of doing things, or what we think is right, but God's way is totally different from our way. God's thoughts are totally different from our thoughts. And in order to reach our destiny and the destination God has prepared and pre-planned and purposed for us to travel and arrive to, we have to do it with God. We can't do it apart from Him. And we don't have what we think we have on our own apart from Him to get there. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit to direct us. We need the Holy Spirit to direct us. And the Holy Spirit is God within us. God's truth in us. God revealing things to us that we can't see on our own. We don't know. So that's why I'm emphasizing, in order to yield and flow, to go where God wants you to be, one has to understand that when they surrender to the leadership and the direction of the Holy Spirit, then they're on their way to receive all God has for them. Even though they travel paths that don't look right, don't seem right, don't feel right, don't feel good, don't look good. But when they are operating in the direction of the Holy Spirit, they're blessed, they're protected, they're wise, and they will manifest all God has for them. Okay? The only way the Holy Spirit can be the director of yielding and flowing in one's life is that person who decides to surrender and yield and flow. They have to give God, they have to give the Holy Spirit, they have to give Jesus permission to do that. They have to be willing participants, actively giving the Holy Spirit permission to direct them, no matter what it looks like. They have to. And that means relinquishing any type of control that they want and what they think they want to do and how they want to do it. They have to relinquish all of that. They have to surrender and, okay, Holy Spirit, show me what to do. Lead me. Father God, do it your way. I thought I knew, but apparently I don't. So we're going to do it your way, so I can receive everything that you want me to receive your way, according to your will. for my life. So I have some definitions. I went over this in the previous directional aim, yield and flow, so you can go. But yielding is when a person submits and complies. Flowing is when a person moves smoothly and continuously in or as if they're in a stream. So they're flowing according to the Holy Spirit. And surrendering means to yield, to give up completely or agree to forego, especially in favor of another. And as it relates to the context of this directional aim, surrendering focuses on surrendering to the Holy Spirit, surrendering to God's word, surrendering to God, surrendering to the finished works of Jesus Christ, surrendering to God's way, surrendering to God's thoughts, not giving up because things don't look right, but surrendering to, okay, God, you said you have plans for me. You said you have a future and a hope for me. That's outlined in Jeremiah 29, chapter 11, verse. Okay, God, you said that if you have a supernatural plan, well, since you have a supernatural plan for me, I'm going to trust you. Really, supernatural plans, plural. Even though your life might seem or look mundane and routine, God has supernatural plans for you. When you yield, when you flow, when you surrender, and you allow the Holy Spirit to direct your paths. That's what Psalm, the 119th chapter and the 105th verse says. Your word, referring to God's word, our Heavenly Father's word, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. So even though you don't know where to go, where to turn, when you allow God to be your light, when you allow Jesus to be your light, when you allow the Holy Spirit to be your directional light, you're going to travel the way God wants you to travel. He's going to light up your path. And you know it's God lighting your path when you're doing what the Holy Spirit is directing you to do, and you're yielding and you're flowing. And you're going to know when you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, unfold God's word to me, unfold the truth to me, unfold God's path for my life. I don't know what to do. Unfold it, Father. Unfold it, Jesus. Show me what to do. And you pray that prayer in faith and ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding and insight and revelation. You're going to be able to discern what God's path is as you hear the Holy Spirit comforting you and bringing to your remembrance everything God the Father and Jesus said to you regarding your life. So in order to yield and flow, in order to surrender and follow God's will, word, and way to get where you're supposed to be, it's important to understand who the Holy Spirit is. And in John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, it says, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I've told you. See, this is Jesus speaking to us. This is Jesus speaking to us, letting us know that although he is in heaven, he is seated on the right hand of Father God, and he is victorious. He's made us victorious. He's our Savior. Jesus didn't leave us without divine assurance, divine backup, and divine protection. Jesus in John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, is letting us know that the Holy Spirit is a comforter. He's a comforter. He's a counselor. He's a helper. He's an intercessor. He's an advocate. He's a strengthener. He's a standby. And he's all of those things for you, for me, for every believer, for every person who's a child of God and an heir of salvation. The Holy Spirit was sent by Father God to us and is in us. And the Holy Spirit represents Jesus and acts on Jesus' behalf. Not only does he act on Jesus' behalf, and he was sent to us by Father God, the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. Everything you need to know, everything that you need to understand, everything you need revealed to you relating to God the Father, God the Son, and even the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you can boldly go before the Father, boldly go to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, unfold the truth to me. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Holy Spirit, show me what to do. Holy Spirit, unfold wisdom. You have that right as an heir of salvation. The Holy Spirit, as I said, he will teach you all things, and the Holy Spirit will cause you to recall. He will remind you and bring to your remembrance everything Jesus said to you, everything that is outlined in that Bible. Even if you have not read the Bible from cover to cover, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring something to you, bring a promise to you, bring a word to you, bring comfort to you of something that God has said relating to your situation. And although a person might not have read the Bible from cover to cover, when they begin meditating on the word intentionally and on purpose, what they've read will come back to their memory. They probably don't know the scripture, where it's found, but they know, didn't God say something about, you know, I'm wonderfully made or something like that? I'm going through these health issues and people telling me that I'm not going to get well, but didn't the Lord say that I'm wonderfully something made? The Lord told me that. That's the Holy Spirit bringing God's word back to your or my remembrance. Somebody could be going through something at work where people are attacking them, or not even at work, within their family, within a so-called group of friends. They're being attacked. People are trying to jeopardize and throw mud on their name. And they could be praying and thinking, and this comes to their mind. You know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I will refute every tongue that rises against me in judgment. See, that's just not something we're thinking of on our own. We're not, oh, you know what? I thought of that. No, that's the Holy Spirit within you bringing to your remembrance, causing you to recall and reminding you of everything God said about you and to you. And that scripture is Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 17th verse, that says, no weapon formed against you shall prevail. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you, rises up against you in judgment. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. God is your vindicator. A person could be thinking, you know what? I'm always giving. When the Holy Spirit and when Father God tells me to give, I'm always giving, and I mean, people not giving back to me. See, the Holy Spirit could remind you that, okay, yeah, yes, you gave, you were obedient, and God said that when you give, it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's Luke 6:38. But when you do what God tells you to do, God always fulfills his word. A person could be thinking, man, I'm always giving. God said he's going to give back to me. Just wait. Just because you gave doesn't mean it's going to come back through that same person you gave to. God knows how to get anything to you at any time through anybody. Okay? Remember that. And when you serve the Lord and you do what God tells you to do, you leave all the consequences to him. He knows how to come through. You do what you're supposed to do. God is coming through with his end. That's how it goes down all the time. All of the time. And when you have that faith and understand, okay, when I do what I need to do, God will do what he's going to do. Because he already promised that. That's the Holy Spirit reminding you of that. You could be going through something where people are trying to set traps and trying to put you in a pit and trying to destroy you. They're trying to destroy your family, destroy your character, destroy your name, destroy your good efforts, destroy just anything concerning you. And the Holy Spirit will come through and remind you that the Lord has made himself known. Father God executes judgment, and the wicked, those people who are wicked in your life, those people who are trying to do these evil, diabolical, destructive things to hurt you and try to thwart God's plan for your life, those individuals, every liar who's lying on you, every person just trying to do anything that is not right concerning you, God said the wicked are trapped by the work of their own hands. That's what it is. In the Holy Spirit, when you're going through things, you're able to yield and flow when you know God's word. When you understand, you know what, God said that, I don't even have to worry about that. They over there doing this, they will be trapped by the works of their own hands. I know somebody is thinking right now, oh, hey, come on, tell me what scripture that is so I can meditate on that. Tell me that. What scripture is that? That is Psalm the 9th chapter, and it is the 16th verse. Matter of fact, I encourage you to read the whole 9th chapter of Psalm, and you'll see some promises of God all through there about people's enemies. See, when you're going through things, people might not understand, how is it that she's able to or he's able to just keep going on? And they're not going tit for tat with me. They're not going back and forth with me. They're not trying to attack me and do what I'm doing back to them. They're not falling into my traps because that individual has faith in God's word. They have faith in the power of Jesus. They have faith in the power of God. They know God is their vindicator. They know God loves them. They know Jesus is their savior of all things. They know the devil is already defeated in everything. That's why they're able to yield and flow. They're able to yield and flow because the Holy Spirit is directing them. The Holy Spirit is strengthening them. The Holy Spirit is comforting them. The Holy Spirit is their counselor. The Holy Spirit is their advocate. The Holy Spirit is their strengthener. The Holy Spirit is their standby. The Holy Spirit is the one recalling to them everything God said in every situation they're going through, no matter what it looks like, every storm, every battle, everything. The Holy Spirit is letting you know, letting me know, no matter what it looks like, you are victorious. You've already won. You are on top, you're not on the bottom, you're above and you're not beneath. It's working together for your good. God is perfecting all that which concerns you. And God's going to bring everything to completion regarding your life. It's already finished. But the thing is to stand, trusting, and when it all manifests, then we give glory to God and we are personal billboards and representatives of the manifestation of God and the glory of God to bring others to Christ. So when somebody looks at you, of what God is doing in you, to you, through you, and for you, they can say, that's the God I want to serve. If God is doing that for you and he did that for you, he did that in you, to you, through you, and for you, that's who I want to connect with. That's who I want. I want Jesus to be my Savior. I want to be a disciple of Christ. In everything we go through, we have purpose. Even though you get tired of it, it's a purpose for it all. It's a purpose for it all. But in order to yield and flow in everything in our life, we have to allow the Holy Spirit, Father God, in us to direct us. And that means to surrender. And when you read the Bible and you read God's word, you'll see, once again, several accounts of individuals going through the process of yielding and flowing under the advisement and direction of the Holy Spirit. And then you see the mystery associated with the power of yielding and flowing. And you see when a person in Scripture yielded and flowed with and surrendered to God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, when they surrendered and did it God's way by yielding and flowing, they were promoted, prosperous, protected, and provided for every time. They never failed. Never failed. Ever. So I encourage you to meditate on John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, so you can have an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is, the importance of the Holy Spirit, and why we should, as heirs of salvation, children of God, believers in Christ, why we should yield and flow. Why? Because when we yield and flow, you can't help but be successful. According to God's definition of success, not the world's definition, but God's definition, not your family's definition, if it's apart from God, God's definition of success, not your friend's definition of success, if it's apart from God, God's definition of success. You can't fail. You can't. You cannot. Okay? So we understand who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit does. But as you allow the Holy Spirit to direct you, direction means he's leading you. And you want the Holy Spirit to lead you, because when the Holy Spirit leads you, he's leading you into truth. He's leading you into the ways of God. You go back to John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse. It says, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall everything I've told you. So if the Holy Spirit is recalling everything God told you and bringing to your remembrance of everything God told you, he's recalling things to you in your everyday life. Everything every day on a daily basis, no matter what you're going through, the Holy Spirit's going to recall and bring to your remembrance something God said about the situation you're dealing with. It could be 20 different things you're dealing with in a day. The Holy Spirit knows how to recall, bring to your remembrance what God said to you about each and everything. Now, it's up to us to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. That's why I said earlier, we have to be willing participants, and we have to give the Holy Spirit permission And we have to partner with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can bring something to our remembrance and cause us to recall God's word. But we have to do it. We have to actively, okay, Lord, you said that. That's what I'm going to do. And I start thinking about, oh, well, this is how I would do it. What did God say in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, in the 8th through the 9th verse? For my ways are not your ways, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. So you didn't know what to do before. I told you what to do buying through the Holy Spirit, because he's directing you. So since I told you what I'm thinking, now it's time to do what I'm thinking. See, that's yielding and flowing right there. That is yielding and flowing. And a lot of people, some people, don't like that. They don't like that. And it could be because they put so much work into their thoughts, their plans, their ideas, their ways of how they want something to be. And when it's shattered by truth, sometimes pride kicks in. They probably told all these people, this is what I'm going to do. This is how it's going to be. And I ain't taking no stuff. I don't care. And God says, well, you ain't going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way. Because this is what my word says for you to do. So this is what you're going to do. Will you yield and flow? Will I yield and flow to go where God wants me to go? Will I do it? Or will I stay stuck in pride? Because I want to be worshipped. I want to be praised. I want people to say, man, look what she did. No, you don't want that. You don't want anybody to look at anything you've ever done and say, man, look what they did apart from God, not being led and directed by the Holy Spirit. Look what they did. Let's clap for it. You don't want that. In the grand scheme of it all, you don't want it. It might feel good for about 20 seconds out of your life. But those 20 seconds doing anything apart from God have long-lasting consequences. And the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance what God said so we won't have to go through certain things. Yes, God forgives us. Yes, God loves us. But God wants us to do things his way, because when we do anything apart from God, what happens is we're really unlocking the door for Satan to come on in, because he's waiting. He's telling him, man, it feel good, don't it? Get that praise, man. Everybody clapping for you. Did all that hard work. Feel good, don't it? Yeah. I can tell you a couple of things or two about, you know, getting praise for yourself. And he sure can. He's going somewhere you don't want to be. But he doesn't share that on the front end of the conversation. But the Holy Spirit, even if you're not getting the recognition, the praise, and people don't even know it's you behind the scenes, you don't worry about that. God sees all. God knows all. And God's promises and his covenant is true. But you have to yield and flow, or one should yield and flow to go where God wants them to be. No matter what it feels like and no matter what it looks like. So in order to be directed, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a leader. In Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse, it says, for those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. As a child of God, you want to be led and you want to actively participate in the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. That's what sets you apart. That's what sets you apart. People can look at you in a crowd. They'll know that person is being led by God. You could be at work, within your family, in school, at the grocery store. People are moving one way. You're moving differently because you're being led by the Holy Spirit, and people can identify that. They can. People could be conversing in one fashion. You open your mouth and you speak. People know full well, oh, who is that? They sound like God. They sound like Jesus. Why? Because they meditate on God's word and they're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them. When you're led by the Spirit, when you're led by Father God, when you're led by Jesus, when you're led by obedience, doing what God says, operating in the glory of God, all of who God is, all of what God has, and all of what God can do, and you're allowing Father God to manifest himself in you, to you, through you, and for you, you are being led by the Holy Spirit. You are a true child of God. That's how a person can determine who is a true child of God. If they're being led by the Spirit. And if they're being led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is leading them to obey God in every area and aspect of their life. That's just what it is. A person can say all day long, oh, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God. And if their actions don't line up with anything that God told them to do and how God told them to live, you know they are not being led by the Holy Spirit. It says it right there in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. You can identify people by their fruit. Yes, you can. And you already know that. That's a whole nother directional aim. That's a whole nother one that I could talk about for weeks and days, okay? But you want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 5th through the 7th verse says, those who live according to the flesh, which is a person doing things their way based off their emotions, their feelings, apart from God, those who live according to the flesh, the carnal nature, the sinful nature, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. What does the Spirit desire? We go back to John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse. The Spirit desires what God said. And when a person is led by the Spirit, they're led by what God said, and they're going to do what God said to do. It's not complicated. That's just what it is. No matter how nice somebody might be, if they're not doing what God said to do and not allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit and doing what the Holy Spirit is telling them to do, don't get caught up in the fluff. Get caught up in the truth. Okay? Let me go back. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on the flesh, on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. When a person is just focused on satisfying their desires apart from God, it's death. But the mind governed by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit. It does not yield. It does not flow. It does not surrender to God's law, God's way of doing things. Nor can it do so. The flesh can't do what God tells it to do. The Spirit can, but the flesh can't. And those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. That's why I said we have to be active participants and give God permission, give the Holy Spirit permission to direct us, because we're not going to do it on our own because we live in a sinful body. We have to daily check yourself, because your body, your flesh, your soul, and your spirit are three different entities. Your spirit within you, Holy Spirit, wants to do everything God says to do. But it's the soul and the body that gets in the way. The body wants to do what it wants to do. The soul wants to do what it wants to do. And the spirit wants to do what God wants done in your soul and your body. And you have to anchor. You have to surrender. And you have to check your soul and your body on a daily basis. Because your spirit is already holy. Your spirit is already righteous. It's that soul and that body that wants to do some different things. And when a person understands, okay, I'm not playing with my soul or my body. And my body's not going to lead me and direct me. Because in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 5th through the 7th verse, I see clearly when the flesh leads me, and I allow the flesh to lead me, I'm only going down a road that leads to death. But if I put my soul and my body in subjection to the Holy Spirit, I'm living a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost and life. So no matter what's going on, I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead my flesh. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead my soul as I do what God tells me to do. Because it can be done. Because Jesus said, going back to John the 14th chapter in the 26th verse, Jesus already said that the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in his name, Jesus' name in his place, will represent Jesus and act on Jesus' behalf. And the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and cause us to recall, to remind us of, to bring to our remembrance everything he told us. And we already have the power to do what God told us to do. That's why we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, because God wouldn't leave us with a comforter that we couldn't access and operate in the truth and live a truthful, victorious life. So as you go through life and as I go through life, because once again, this is not a directional aim that we listen to, or it's brought to our attention and we're, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit is our director to yield and to flow and go where God wants us to go. You know, I just need to hear this just one time. No, this is something to meditate on. It might not be this directional aim I'm referring to, but you want to meditate on God's word at all times regarding the Holy Spirit being your director. The Holy Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. In Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 26th through the 27th verse, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. That's why it's important to pray in the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit knows what you need to pray for. Because once again, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know what we're about to face and what God wants to do in us, to us, through us, and for us. We don't know. We don't know the purposes and plans of God. And even if he reveals it to us, We don't know every detail, but we have divine assurance, divine backup, and we have an advantage because God is going to see to it that we go where he wants us to go as we yield and flow. But God, knowing what he wants to do to us, through us, in us, and for us, he prays on our behalf. So how can something really work out wrong for you? Even if it looks wrong, how can anything work out wrong for you? How can you fail when the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you? God is on the inside of you. Jesus is on the inside of you. And God already fought your battles. And Jesus already defeated Satan and the works of Satan. He's finished with it. He's seated right there on the right hand of God right now. Already imparted within you the blueprint, so to say, the syllabus, so to say, to your victory. If only you just yield and flow. And I'm speaking to myself too. If only I just yield and flow and go where God wants me to go and get off of this. Well, I think I can do this and it might work out this way. I go through it all of the time. And sometimes when I go through it, I have to just plop down on the bed. It's like my hands are tied behind my back because I realize, you know what? I'm being arrested from what I want to do. And I'm being forced to yield and flow to what God wants me to do. And I have to just sit there even though I don't understand, because I have to do it God's way. Not my way, but God's way. When we allow the Holy Spirit to direct us so we can yield and flow, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit helps us and leads us at all times, and we have divine assurance to know that how can anything really work out wrong for you when God said that all things work together for your good, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. And I needed to hear that again, just right now. All things are working together for my good. All things are working together for my good because I love God and I've been called according to his purpose. Even though, Lord, this ain't looking right. How this gonna work out? What's going on with this? There's too many accounts in scripture that we can use as reference points for our life of how God is always going to come through and how all things are going to work together for your good. We are victorious. We live in resurrection power. That's how powerful we are, because we are heirs of salvation, heirs of Christ. Children of God. So even though things look dead, look covered up, they stink, how is this going to work out? It resurrects with Jesus and it's made brand new. But in order for us to know that, so we can yield and flow and do things God's way instead of trying to do things in self-effort and trying to force things that don't fit, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to direct us as we yield and flow. As we yield and flow and the Holy Spirit is directing us, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a revealer of truth. So when lies come at us and doubt comes at us and we try to figure out things in our own mind according to our way, we have to remember what John the 14th chapter in the 15th through the 17th verse says. It says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." See, The Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth. He's the Spirit of truth. And although the world doesn't understand, why are you doing things that way? Because the Holy Spirit is leading you. Because you're a child of God and the truth of God, and God is on the inside of you. That's why you move different. That's why you follow God and keep God's commandments. Because the Holy Spirit is helping you. That's why you're able to yield and flow and do things God's way. You've given God permission to flow in your life as you yield and surrender. And when we do that, we end up and we go where God wants us to go, even if it looks crazy to the world. Jesus already told us in John the 14th chapter and the 15th through the 17th verse, the world can't see and receive the Holy Spirit. They can't receive the Spirit of truth because it neither sees him or knows him. In order to know the Spirit of truth, we have to be doing what Jesus said to do, doing what God says to do, allowing the Holy Spirit to operate in our life, being led by the Holy Spirit. The world's not doing that. We have to do it. But it takes yielding and flowing. And yielding and flowing involves, well, yielding and surrendering for sure requires a stripping. Stripping off of traditions that we possibly follow, traditions of what we think things should be, stripping of our own way, stripping of pride, just literally stripping down to straight humbleness. When the Holy Spirit speaks the truth to you, in John, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse, it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. When a person is directed by the Holy Spirit, they're able to yield and flow and go where God wants them to go, but they have insight to know where to go, know how to yield and know how to flow. When other people who can't see and don't know have no clue what's going on, they have the insight. They have the revelation. Because John, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse says plain as day, when the Spirit of truth comes to you, he will guide you, because the Holy Spirit is a leader. So if he's leading and directing you, he's guiding you. He will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things to come, the things that are to come, so you can be equipped and empowered. You see, you're powerful. You have divine assurance, divine backup, divine insight, divine truth, divine revelation. But all we have to do is receive, yield, flow, surrender, so God can manifest in us, to us, through us, for us. And we end up where God wants us to be. Green pastures. Table prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. Victorious life. On top, not the bottom. Above and not beneath. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, says, we also speak of these things not in words taught or supplied by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual words, for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is the one guiding us, not man. Not man's traditions, not man's ways. The Holy Spirit is the one doing it. See, you can go, as I said earlier, several times, or a couple of times at least, you can go all throughout the Word of God, the Bible, and see individuals who were directed by the Holy Spirit, and they were able to yield and flow to go where God wanted them to go. They didn't rely on self. They relied on the word of God to do what God wanted them to do. And that's encouragement for us. I mean, let's just think about a few that you can go research on your own and meditate on, because those accounts are for us. It's not just to read for enjoyment. It's to read. So God did that for them. I'm going through something like that. God did that for them. Okay, God, you're no respecter of persons. So this is what you want me to do. Do it your way, despite what's going on. Okay, God, I'll do it. Let's look at Noah. Noah had to yield and flow under the advisement, the guidance, and direction of the Holy Spirit. No man told him, during that time, no man told him, hey, the Lord gonna flood the earth. So go ahead and build something that we've never seen before. No, that had to be by the direction of the Holy Spirit. What did we just find out, or what did we just go over? The Holy Spirit is a revealer of truth. When the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. John, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. The Holy Spirit did it for Noah. God did it for Noah. God is doing it for you. There's some things that are coming in your life. No man even knows about it, but the Holy Spirit knows about it. And God will prepare you for it if you receive and do what he tells you to do. Obey his commandments. And you're already equipped to do it. Because we go back to John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, when the characteristics of the Holy Spirit are outlined to us. A comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. See, you have divine assurance. You built different. But in order to go where God wants you to go, you have to yield and flow with what the Spirit is telling you. That's why, look at Noah. The earth never received rain from the sky. When the earth was watered, it was watered from the ground up. That's how everything happened during that time. And if you need a scriptural reference, that's found in Genesis, the 2nd chapter in the 6th verse. It says, instead, springs came up from the ground and watered all the land. That's how it happened. So you have a man who is following God, doing what God tells him to do. And God gives him a task and an assignment to build an ark that took several years. It wasn't a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. It was, we're talking about from 75 to 120 years. It took to build an ark, to stand in faith to do something that nobody ever saw done. See, how did Noah know to do that? That wasn't by his flesh. His flesh didn't tell him and lead him to build an ark and obey God. No, he had to yield and flow and operate in truth, in faith, and do it. But he had help. What is God telling you to build? What is God telling you to do in faith that is requiring you to yield and flow and go against other people? There's no doubt people was talking about Noah and laughing at him, building that ark. Now, the interesting thing is people most likely were laughing at him, talking about him. Oh, talking about this gonna rain, this boy crazy. All of that. But they all had an opportunity to sow into him and help him and repent. But when that water started coming out of the sky and God's word started falling on their head. And the truth started falling on their head. It wasn't funny then. It's important for us to yield and to flow. When you read the word and when I read the word, it's important for us to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, unfold to me what God wants me to see so I can do what God wants me to do today and for the rest of my life. What are you telling me to do today, Lord? What are you showing me today, Lord? What is it? What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do according to your will, Lord? What is it? Show me. So you can manifest enemy to me, through me, and for me. Yet Abraham, he had to yield and flow. He had to leave his family's customs, his family's ways. His flesh didn't tell him to do that. And some of you already know this. Some of you all had to leave your family because you had to yield and flow to go where God wanted you to go, but you were directed by the Holy Spirit to do it. And you know it was the Holy Spirit. Even if you tried to share that with people and people didn't understand, why wouldn't they understand? Because it could be they aren't led by the Spirit, or it could be that they are walking in pride or disobedience, or it could be a variety of things. But you know what the Lord told you. So you leave. Your flesh didn't tell you to do that. Your flesh didn't tell you, trust God. The flesh will never do that. The Spirit of God will. The Holy Spirit will, but the flesh won't. But if you read about Abraham, he had to yield and flow on several occasions. Going where God told him to go. Do what God told him to do. And if we look at Noah and Abraham, they were successful. They went through some things. They traveled through some uncharted territory at that time. But they created a path for you and me to see, you know what? These people obey God. God is showing me this. God is no respecter of persons. I can yield and flow as I'm directed by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is not going to lead me away from God. Jesus had to yield and flow. Jesus, as a man, had to yield and flow. The Son of God, you're the Son of God, you're a daughter of God. Jesus had to yield and flow, baptized, and the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness. Isn't that something? And a lot of people don't want to go to the wilderness, but if the Holy Spirit is leading you there, God's provision is there too, no matter what it looks like. And God is going to manifest himself in you, to you, through you, and for you in that wilderness. And you're going to be promoted. But you have to allow the Holy Spirit, give the Holy Spirit permission to lead you, and actively keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Even if it is in the wilderness, even if it is in uncharted territory, even if it is away from your family, God is with you all the time. You have divine backup. You have angels ministering to you at all times. You have Father God protecting you and surrounding you. You have the Holy Spirit in you. And you have Jesus already looking at the situation and letting you know, oh, yeah. You are already victorious. Just yield and flow, because God is getting you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere, because God wants you to experience some things so he can manifest himself in you, to you, through you, and for you. Not for your glory, but for his glory. Although you will receive glory and honor, and goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life, and you will be rewarded, and you will be blessed, but do it God's way, because I'm doing something in you. So as you yield and flow, understand that it's not by your own self-effort that this has happened. It's the Holy Spirit helping you. but we have to be willing participants. Okay? Some other people who yielded and flowed with Father God, I'm going to let you do that on your own. I'm going to let you read the Bible for yourself so you can identify when a person chose to yield and flow with God and surrender. And you're able to see how God manifests in that situation, in that person, for that person, with that person, and how people were drawn to the situation and the testimony, and they became disciples of Christ, and they were born again, and they chose Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. So I just want to share that with you. Father God, I ask that you encourage every listener. Let them know that you're with them. They have divine backup. They have divine assurance, and you are their protector. And Holy Spirit, unfold the truth to each person listening. Unfold the power of God, the truth of God. Unfold the nature of Father God, the love of Father God. Unfold Jesus to them. Unfold your nature to them. Unfold the word of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Unfold the covenant of God, the promises of God. Unfold the seated position of Christ to them, victory in Christ. Unfold just how you manifest in them, to them, through them, and for them in your glory in their life. And how you're using them for a dynamic purpose. And why you've created them for that dynamic purpose. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to just meditate on God's word on a daily basis. Because when you meditate on God's word, you are able to hear God's voice, know his voice, and follow him. And you're successful. In Joshua, the first chapter, in the 8th through the 9th verse, it says, keep this book of the law, which is the word of God, the truth of God. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That is Joshua, the first chapter, and the 8th through the 9th verse. Okay? So remain encouraged. And also for your own Bible study, meditation time, be sure to read Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 22nd through the 23rd verse. Meditate on that because it's important. Okay? I went through a lot of scriptures. Go ahead and meditate on those. But in order to yield, in order to flow, in order to surrender to the direction of the Holy Spirit, one must be born again. They must be born again. And if you want to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you want the comforter in your life, and you want to live a successful life in Christ, living the way God has commanded you to live, I encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you are ready to be born again and receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, feel free to repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I recognize that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross just for me. I also believe that you raised him from the dead with all power in his hands. God, I'm asking that you forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, I am inviting you to come live on the inside of me. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. God, my Father, thank you for accepting me into your family and your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that I am at this very moment born again in Jesus' name. So congratulations for being a born-again believer. Connect with a body of Bible-believing believers who are led and directed by the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord for wisdom and discernment. And walk in truth, boldness, and confidence, okay? Once again, may God continue to bless you and increase you. Peace and God bless.